Still is. Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Good afternoon. I'm calling this meeting to order. I'm State Representative Nancy Nathanson. I'm calling the meeting to order at Mr. Mabbitt is the chair of our work group on regional education delivery systems. Mr. Mabbitt is participating by phone this afternoon, and I will be doing the physical gavel to call us to order. And since I can see who's requesting time to speak and so forth, I'll take care of just meeting logistics like that in his absence. But our chair is with us by phone. Also with us by phone is Mr. Montgomery. The rest of the members are present today. So today is Tuesday, October 28th, Work Group on Regional Education Delivery Systems. Welcome, everybody. We're all here. I bet we hope that we conclude our business today. We have some alternate dates possible, future dates, in case we cannot finish our business today. But it would be my goal as one member to finish today. We're opening a work session now on potential legislation relating to school-based health care and to review and approve a draft committee report and other business of this committee. So the work session is open. Let's not talk about future meeting dates. We may not need to do that. Let's first have a presentation on potential school-based health care legislation from Senator Cruz.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Really, at this point, all we have accomplished is we have a piece of legislation that was pre-session filed. And this is one of those things that on the surface would appear to be a relatively simple thing to do, but of course it's not, because government's involved, and nothing with government involved ever tends to be simple. Our goal, quite simply, is to free up formula dollars for the classroom and put health care in the Medicaid CHIP universe to a large degree. Representative Nathanson and Senator Moniz Anderson and I had a meeting a few weeks ago to kind of begin getting the ball rolling. We have asked for input from all those who have concerns or expertise in the area of either school-based clinics or school nurses as to how we can do this in a unified and consolidated way. Our goal is because healthcare is supposed to be, at the end of the day, when we go through all this transformation, whatever that ends up looking like, healthcare is all supposed to be kind of under one umbrella. And so our goal is to relieve schools of that financial responsibility. The connections will still have to be there, but to put all of this under the umbrella of the coordinated care organizations. Now, we're also, and from the perspective of those of us who are involved in healthcare, one of the things that a commitment we made a few years ago was to leave the CCOs alone for a period of time and let them kind of figure out who they were. And so we have done that. Probably we've kept our hands off for probably about as long as a bunch of legislators could keep their hands off of anything. And we have some very big things in front of us. I mean, for example, the Medicaid, which is where all the transformation has been so far, has been with the Medicaid population, but not the entire Medicaid population. So we still have seniors and people with disabilities whose Medicaid programs are still in the Department of Human Services, and at some point in time, that needs to transition as well. That is going to be a tougher nut to crack. We know that. But And interestingly, Representative Nathanson and I are on a work group that's dealing with those issues as well. And so it's kind of our thought at this point in time that the school-based health care is a much smaller piece and maybe a much easier piece to do the transition to kind of hopefully set a template as to how we move forward with the next phase, which will take a couple years. Our commitment, I believe, I'm not speaking for you, Representative, but our commitment is that we will have a fully fleshed out piece of legislation this session, but I don't anticipate that happening the first week in February. So this is something that I think we're committed to working on probably for most of the session to come up with a final product. But I think it was appropriate that this work group kind of handed that off to the healthcare side, which is where this needs to end up, knowing full well that we will be totally connected into the education side to make sure that we aren't doing things that will bring us unintended consequences and trying to do the right thing. So the first phase was to get a bill. We've got a bill. We aren't yet sure whether it will be a committee bill or one that we will jointly sponsor, but we do have a bill.
Thank you, Senator Cruz. I'd like to add a few comments on to that. In addition to CCOs having a big part of the responsibility in the state for transforming healthcare and delivering healthcare, in addition to CCOs, I'm hoping that as we explore opportunities for delivery of healthcare in schools, that we keep an eye out for opportunities that from one region to another may be slightly different. It may be that there's a county public health department in some area, or an education service district, or the school-based health center, or school-based healthcare alliance itself may be a way of organizing delivery in a certain part of the state. In other words, rather than saying it is only CCOs that will be involved to help figure this out, I hope that we still keep our options open to figure out the best and most appropriate delivery mechanisms. And also, I would like to mention I was a little disappointed that the school-based healthcare alliance was not directly involved, either consulted or in providing testimony as we were discussing this at two different meetings, because that's where the action is in a lot of cases. The state agency was involved, certainly the agency that regulates them, but I would like to see a much more specific and concerted effort to directly involve the school-based healthcare alliance in exploring these options, because they understand very well also the challenges with billing and delivery and nursing services.
Well, Madam Chair, I think that as we've discussed, that's our full intention to have all hands on board with this. And also, I would agree, the one thing we did when we created the coordinated care organizations was, and we were very, very, very specific about this cannot be in any way, shape, or form one size fits all, which is why we've kind of given them their head to kind of develop what's working for their community sort of thing. So I would expect that you know, we're gonna say, this is what you need to do, figure out how to do it, kind of. So I mean, because it clearly can't be one size fits all. I mean, what Multnomah County has is a pretty sophisticated network already.
Right. And we
don't want to throw out the baby with the bathwater in any way, shape, or form, right, or restrict something that's already working. We just need to make sure that you know, I mean, things that I would like to see happen is I would like to see front office secretaries not delivering health care, for example.
So. What a concept. That's a great concept. Let's put that in the bill. Madam Chair,
yes.
I'm very excited that the bill is being drafted. I hope that the coalition that works on it is broad enough to include school-based health centers, school nurses, folks doing the healthcare now, teachers, and others. And I think if the goal is increasing access to healthcare for students and finding a sensible funding mechanism for it, we're very excited and all in.
Great, thank you.
And just one thing, this isn't going to be an official work group. This is just some, this is the sort of thing we do during session. We're going to get people in a room and we're going to talk. I mean, that's basically it. So we don't need legislation.
Richard
to get
doesn't
going.
Have to staff it, right?
Huh?
Richard won't have to staff
well,
it.
Well, or he may. You know, I think there might be a kind of a combination of Richard and Sandy probably at this point in time. So, so we have people from both disciplines that really understand the issue, and you know, I think you could work with Sandy a little bit.
Committee services aims, please, Ms. Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes, Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Either you or Senator Cruz, are all the state covered by CCOs now?
Yes.
They are?
Yes.
Okay. Second question.
It's a very strange arrangement, but they are.
Okay.
I mean, you know, like Portland's covering Reedsport and things like that, but.
Thank you. I had not followed that. Thank
okay.
you. Another question, Madam
sure.
Chair. So, our agenda, we're in a work session and also approve or review our draft report. It has no mention of any discussion about this issue or whether we want to, you know, refer it to a, you know, it's going to be worked as an individual. Do we need to make a record showing what, for all of our meetings, something we did? Should we be, Richard, should we add that into the report that we discussed it and it's going to be worked as an individual? A lot of time was spent on it.
Madam Chair, Representative Wisnant, it's kind of up to the discretion of the committee. I mean, it exists on the record because of the committee proceedings.
Okay.
If you want it in the report, it can exist there as well.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I see under the introduction, the third full paragraph alludes to it at least, after considerable expert testimony and panel discussions. You see that?
Yes. Access to health care.
Access to health care is mentioned. It isn't detailed, but it is there.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Mm-hmm.
The other place, though, we could insert it, there's legislative recommendations. It says the work group recommends the following legislative actions. I was trying to kind of quickly, like something like consider legislation to identify methods to allow for increased use of federal dollars and improve the delivery of school-based health care. Is that broad enough to kind of...
Let's come back to that wording when we get to that.
Yeah.
Point in the agenda. We're almost there. We're within moments of it, perhaps.
Are there other comments related to the specific idea of school-based health care? Potential legislation?
Yes. Madam Chair, my only question is, it was my understanding, and I haven't followed the health care reformation closely enough to be certain, but it was my understanding the CCOs are not actually providing care. And so this would be the first directive to them to actually get in the business of providing the care.
If
Is
I
that
could.
Correct?
They're coordinating care. they're coordinating care and through providers. And my vision of this was that the school nurses and the other folks that are in here would become part of the panel of the CCO, so they are care providers in that network. Okay, I mean, basically the way it is there's a CCO, it's got this many lives, it covers this, they get the money, and they figure out how to deliver the care under that umbrella. Some of the issues that they are having right now is who is on their panels and who is excluded from their panels, things like that, so. But I mean, one of the things we'd be mandating here would be that the health care providers in the schools would actually, they wouldn't have a choice to become part of the panels. I mean,
that's that is certainly an option to think about for solving the problem. I'd also like to mention that in 2013, there was a Senate bill and a House bill that were both passed addressing school-based health centers.
it was the first time to establish school-based health centers in statute, even though they had existed for two or three decades already. We acknowledged them by statute and also included in one or both bills some direction and requirement that CCOs collaborate or coordinate with school-based health centers, because it had not been directly stated, really. And we understand that in the first couple years of CCOs trying to get up and running from scratch, that they hadn't quite gotten there yet. But we also recognize it's in the interest of the CCOs as well as the state to do that collaboration, because to the extent that kids don't get care at school, if they don't get early diagnosis or early treatment, perhaps a significant number of people who fall under the CCO's responsibility, which has a direct financial impact, may cost them more money if we don't provide the appropriate type of care that happens to be available through schools. So anyway, that was set up through a Senate bill and a House bill. That collaboration should begin. So it could be that part of the work of subsequent conversations would be to pull out those couple specific statements and requirements and just ask for an update. Okay, CCOs, how are you doing on this? How's it going? Some of them have probably gotten farther than others, and let's see what progress has been made, and is there anything like a best practice that we could try to spread?
A piece of information that I think might be helpful long term, and I don't know, Cindy, if you guys have the ability to ferret this out, is there any way that we could tell at the school-based health clinics that currently exist what percent of the kids that are presenting there are either Medicaid or CHIP? Because I know you got to take all comers. I know that.
They said they have that information.
They do have that information.
The agency that oversees them that we heard from.
Right.
Okay. Because that's another interesting little piece of that matrix. So, because I'm assuming that the vast majority are either Medicaid or CHIP, but that's kind of important information to have as we move forward with this.
Mr. Bennett, did you have something to add to this conversation?
I did.
Great.
Madam Chair, thank you. Thank you for letting me just interject a little bit. My name is Chuck Bennett. I represent the Confederation of Oregon School Administrators. Over the past month, we've been doing our regional visits around the state. And a couple of things came up in this area I'd like to just interject into the conversation. A great deal of interest and concern out there with mental health-related services. And I wanted to make sure that as you discuss health concerns, that mental health services are included. We're particularly, from what we heard around the state, and certainly it's more pronounced in some parts of the state than others, is a real lack of elementary level counselors and high school level counselors, but particularly mental health counselors in the schools or mental health services available to kids in school. However, the delivery system is configured more than the discussion of general health care. Mental health care was very, very high on people's lists. So I hope as you look at this, it can sometimes get confined to physical health care. I really hope that as you include it in any kind of report or any kind of service delivery
Absolutely.
Model, it really takes this into account, and be glad to come back as this develops and go into more detail on the kind of services that are just flat out not out there. And I think with the events we just saw in Marysville High School up in the state of Washington, you can see where these missing services can have consequences. You really need people in the schools that, along with teachers and other personnel, are working with students as they both kind of grow up and when they hit crisis points. And right now, because of the serious underfunding of our public schools, those services disappeared a number of years ago. And the feeling is we really need to get them back.
That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely.
As we are starting to wind down on this first of two agenda items, I want to make sure that we've had an opportunity to hear from either Mr. Mabbitt or Mr. Montgomery if there's anything they wanted to add.
I have nothing further to add. I have confidence in the legislative ad hoc group that they'll involve all the interested parties and come up with good sound legislation.
This is Montgomery, and I echo the call for mental health services to be included as a major weakness in the current system. And I personally wish to apologize for not being there, but I had surgery on a carotid artery last week, and I got a big fat neck now, but fortunately I'm still breathing and alive. Thank you.
We're very glad you're with us.
Madam Chair, just one more thing, and I want to thank Chuck for bringing up the whole mental health thing, but when we look at our health care system in general, not just kids, but adults, seniors across the board, the lack of providers and the lack of services for both mental health and addiction services is one of the major failings of our system, and it definitely needs to be addressed. It's not going to be that easy to fix because, quite simply, there's a lack of providers to start with. Mm-hmm. So,
thank you. Anything else on this agenda item? Let's move on to the second and last agenda item, review and approval of draft committee report. We received it a day or two ago, the draft. And
we're in work group session, right?
We are in work session, so we're open for discussion. And after we hear at least for a little while from everyone up here, I will provide an opportunity, as Ms. Smith mentioned, for others who are in the room to comment if they care to.
Yeah. Well, Madam Chair, there may be some additions or corrections to this, so I'm thinking the first thing we need to do is move adoption of the report, and then we can have the ability to do corrections after we have something actually on the table.
Great idea. Was that a motion that
yes.
you just made?
Yes.
Okay. The motion has been made, and now we're in discussion of adopting this. Terrific. Thank you. Ms. Smith.
Madam Chair, I'll start. And I had an opportunity to help with the draft, and the timing of all of everything. There is an election next week I've been involved in, so I didn't get to be as serious, as thorough as I wanted to. But there are just a couple of suggestions that I have about language. One of them is in the summary of recommendations after the introduction, it says effective, quote, back office operations. I bet you that superintendents and business people know what that means, but I'm not certain that the general public understands what the term back office is. And I suggest that we, instead of using that term of art, we describe what it is we're talking about here.
Such as administrative support?
I don't really know what it means. It's not my term.
It's described later.
That we, under the legislative recommendations, it spells that out, and that was what we talked about in our last meeting. Business and fiscal, human resources, legal services, and or technology.
Second bullet point.
Second bullet mm-hmm. point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So that's that.
So
was.
Can does the committee mind if we just say that instead of back office on the previous page under summary recommendation? Effective. So rather than effective back office, it would say effective business fiscal activities, human resources, legal services, and or technology programs.
I have a slightly different take, which is, since this is a summary, is there a phrase we could use, such as administrative operations as described below?
I like that better.
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something mm-hmm. shorter, but referring to the list is elsewhere.
I would make a motion to amend the report to state that. You got it, Richard?
Administrative operations.
Did you like
as
functions?
As stated later.
Yeah, I think we amend functions line by line, motion by motion, rather than try to do something comprehensive. So I make a motion that it be amended to say that.
Madam Chair, Senator Cruz, functions or operations?
Operations.
I'd say operations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. That's what they are.
Are we all good?
Mm-hmm.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
This is Jim Abbott. I agree with administrative operations. I don't think you need to say as listed later, because this is just a summary of recommendations.
That's
nothing
true.
Specific there. In the recommendations themselves, those things are spelled out. But I think effective administrative operations is all you need to say there, in my opinion.
I modify my amendment to say that. this is real easy stuff, folks.
Yeah. Yeah,
Robert's
no.
Rules of Order, even though we operate under Masons in this building.
So, Madam Chair, Senator Cruz, you've withdrawn your previous motion, made a new motion to replace back office with administrative.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, right. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. We've changed a word.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Damn.
That was great progress. But actually, it is. We're almost halfway through the document. And we changed only one word so far.
That ain't bad.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We still don't have the numbers filled in for X and Y at the top of page 3 either. I think that was going to be our committee administrator's task, if I remember.
Oh.
Not to put you on the spot, sorry.
Madam Chair, Ms. Wimmer, the committee's met 7 times counting today's meeting. And I have those dates, if I can rattle them off if you'd like. I do not know the total number of organizations. Perhaps you would consider tens of organizations and individuals.
That's my problem.
Or I could get back to the committee at a later time.
If you could fill in that data. I mean, that data, I think, is important to say how many people testified before us.
I would suggest that the number of meetings, yes, the number of organizations, we can just say lots of them, because we did have lots of them. But in more elegant terms than that.
Mm-hmm. Whatever makes sense to the committee.
And I'd like to leave it to our administrator to make that change as the report is being finalized.
Right. And it'd be okay with me if you said several. Lots seems like lots more than we heard.
I didn't say I had a lot more.
So, several organizations and individuals.
Yeah. Madam Chair, members of the committee, it's several as opposed to staff filling in a specific number. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. The specific number isn't all that relevant. We had several. So.
And sometimes we had the same person more than once.
Yeah.
Right. So is it instances or deduplicated individuals? You know,
yeah.
I think several.
And it's all in the record if they're really curious.
Right.
Yeah.
Several's good.
Okay.
I've got to hide the ball a little bit here from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at the top of that page, X is 7, and Y is several. Was there anything else on that first page that someone wanted to discuss?
I have a suggestion about the mental health piece that Chuck was bringing up.
Uh-huh.
So in the paragraph on health, I think it's, what is it, kind of in the middle of the page, it says, after considerable expert testimony and panel discussions, I was thinking if we put in, the work group decided to support legislation creating increasing student access to mental health, and then put after that, including mental health.
Now,
you see, student access to health care, including mental health.
Including mental health.
Even though it should include mental health, I think this emphasizes it.
Good.
Yep.
Is there objection to that?
No.
No.
Okay, we don't need a motion then. Thank you. Okay, let's, it looks like we've exhausted comments or requests for changes on the first page. Anyone on the phone have a comment on the first page up through describing the work group? Let's move to legislative recommendations.
Smith. Madam Chair, the first recommendation, what we discussed last time was creating a grant program at the Department of Education that would provide grants to pilot projects of collaborative effort between school districts and other public entities. So I think it should say create a grant program to assist school districts, education service districts, and community colleges. And then somewhere in there, fit some language about this being a pilot project for, and I think we're talking about two or three or four pilots.
Well, we got pilot in the first bullet and the grants in the fifth bullet.
Then maybe somebody needs to help me through this in my thinking, because what we're asking the legislature to do is create a
Did you read the last bullet?
I did.
Okay.
Could we move, if the last bullet is really not something separate,
And the last bullet, what we were talking about is a total appropriation of $300,000 that was going to be broken into different, separate, smaller grants for these pilot projects. Mm-hmm.
It, now that we're discussing it this way, and I see why you raised that point, Ms. Smith, I wonder if, rather than a series of legislative actions, it's really one primary proposal we're making,
yes.
And it's about
yes.
a pilot program.
Yes.
So we could just say the work group recommends creating a pilot program, and that's just really that first bullet. It's a kind of overarching summary of the objective, and then all the bullets under it are the specific components of the recommendation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we just need an indent after the first bullet, and because the rest of them are just describing the various aspects of the pilot.
Like create a pilot program that will
mm-hmm.
provide, direct, collaborate.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
So it's not really changing anything. It's just kind of restructuring.
Yes. It looked sort of like there were five different things we wanted to happen, but they're all part of one.
Well, there's one thing with four components to the one thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
If that's proposal one, then proposal two would be the work group also encourages passage of legislation to provide funding for school-based healthcare services outside
mm-hmm.
Outside of the education dollars using healthcare dollars or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, the work
yeah.
group also recommends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With healthcare resources instead of education
but
dollars.
Before we leave the
but
grant
as a separate
program,
second. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I yeah. think that the last bullet needs some work. The grant, collaborative service grants totaling up to a maximum of $300,000, that's the total appropriation, not the grant award amount.
Yeah.
So we
right.
need to fix that. And they won't be awarded by the legislature. They'll be awarded by Department of Education, right? The grants?
Yeah, the legislature.
I thought we said not to do it that way.
How would the grants be allocated to seeking entities? Who would do it if it wouldn't be the department?
Directly from the legislature?
Legislature can't directly award grants.
They can't do that.
The legislature is the wrong group to award the grants.
Yeah.
There's no question. And we'll just put Chuck's name in there and he can do it, so.
So, let me start with the first part of the sentence. It should say an appropriation totaling $300,000 or $300,000 shall be appropriated for the program.
Right.
You know how to write this, Cindy.
Mm. Yeah, I mean,
It also doesn't have to be bill language. This is
right,
just a report.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
But it needs to be clear so that the drafter understands what we're trying to do.
Yeah. What I was thinking is in front of collaborative services grants, we would put establish. So this is what the legislature is doing, right? So legislature establish collaborative services grants totaling up to a maximum of $300,000.
Right.
And then the should would be replaced with which would be awarded. And then you take out by the legislature to regional partnerships. Do you see what I mean? So it's the legislature establishing the program mm-hmm. and appropriating money and
we'll
doing things that the legislature does.
So wouldn't you want to say establish a collaborative service grants from a fund totaling up to a maximum of $300? So it's clear that the grant isn't individually.
Right.
Yes, how about we establish a fund of that amount and then award individual grants
from it. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's not be specific as to who's going to award them at this point in time. We'll figure that out as we go.
Right.
I mean, because this is, this isn't LC form yet anyway, so.
Right, and Mr. Donovan is working on bringing up the language to display on the screen so we can see changes real time.
Great.
If we get the technology cooperating.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, it's going. So I apologize for the inconvenience.
He's got little elves down there with a bell that was getting the fire going. Chair, why don't we do the conclusion while we're working on that?
Thank you. Let's move to the conclusion, which is a short paragraph. Any recommendations for the conclusion?
The only thing is, should we repeat the thing that we urge the Legislative Assembly to pass legislation to begin immediately?
Mm-hmm. It ought to be more substantive in what we actually want
pass
here.
Pass the recommended legislation.
Yeah.
I mean, say we should just tell the Legislative Assembly to just do whatever we tell them to do.
Yeah.
That'll
work. Still have questions. Reread our conclusions and recommendations.
Please read this before you pass it or something like that. So.
I'll make that as a motion to change that and after the Legislative Assembly to pass the work group's legislative recommendation because it's one recommendation now.
It looks like it's going to be two recommendations, one around the pilot program and another around health care.
Yeah.
How about if we just urge the Legislative Assembly to make the recommendations of this task force a high priority during the 2015 session.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
It means it won't do anything.
Well, I mean, you know.
Which is normal.
What you mean, they?
Me. I think I'll win.
I was writing those words down as quickly as I could as you spoke them, Senator. So even though it makes a very long sentence, and I'm sure there's a way to make it two shorter sentences, we could say, the work group urges the Legislative Assembly to make the recommendations of the work group a high priority during the 2015 session to begin the immediate and long-term effort necessary to...
I think you could to the end of the sentence. All that stuff out.
Take it out and just leave it the shorter?
Our recommendation is that the findings and recommendations of this group become a high priority during the session. Period.
Yeah, and then just a period there, Representative. I think you have it right.
If you get your sentences too long, then Senator mm-hmm. Haas has a hard time mm-hmm. understanding everything. So.
Well, we abandon the final sentence, then we've lost the overall theme, though.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
It's all right. I mean, the whole point of this is that. So
I kind of feel like that's all right, too, because it's like it's a two-page report.
It's enough.
You know, so, anyone who's very interested can just look right up above mm-hmm. to see what the recommendations are.
Yeah. If they've forgotten what we're doing by the time they get to the bottom, they weren't paying attention.
To a degree, by putting that in the bottom, you're reiterating what was in the introduction.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking, and in the introduction, I don't see phrases like... I think we may have lost the emphasis, though, to identify potential cost-saving efficiencies to increase resources in Oregon's classrooms. That phrase may then be...
Okay, that needs to be...
That concept may be entirely missing. We might want to either add it to the conclusion or pull it to the introduction.
I'd put it in the introduction.
Okay.
That's a good point, Nancy, but it belongs mm-hmm. in the introduction.
But that's why we're having the conversation?
Right.
Okay. So, Mr. Donovan, we've been kind of busy while you've been.
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
By the time you're ready to go, we'll be done. So,
I think we should be ready to go. So, not sure why you don't see it on the screen here at the witness desk. It's just coming up.
Okay. It's warming.
So it's just warming up, and then it'll be displayed. And what will be displayed is the draft that was on the dais to start. And so then this is kind of the similar process to what happens for ballot measures committees as well. We can go and just I can put in the edits and then everybody can, the members can consider that.
I don't like ballot measures. Well, that's a mine, of course, and I like them a lot.
Mr. Mabbitt, Mr. Montgomery, we've really significantly modified the conclusion. Are you two feeling all right with the way the conversation developed on the conclusion?
Yeah, I heard most of it, and I think that shorter conclusion to the point regarding the Legislative Assembly's priority is a good one. And then I was looking at the very end of the introduction piece. The last sentence there says the group further determined that it would focus its primary efforts on the issues of efficiency and collaborations by school districts, education service districts, and community colleges. And we can say add to there by identifying potential cost-saving efficiencies within Oregon's public education system, period. These potential efficiencies, once identified, may be implemented regionally to increase the resources in Oregon's public classrooms.
So we've just pulled that last sentence from the conclusion and moved it to the end of the introduction.
Yeah, it makes sense right
okay.
there.
Okay.
Montgomery, I'm in agreement with Mabbitt and what your committee has done.
And I think you should make them separate paragraphs. The sentence, I realize one sentence isn't a paragraph, but the mm-hmm. sentence about health care is a separate thought from the remainder of that paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're getting close, kids.
Boy, this is even slower than my desktop computer upstairs. I thought it was the slowest. But Information Services is helping me order a replacement.
Madam Chair, I would recommend you not talk about IT programs in the building.
Thank you, Representative Wisnant.
Here's election.
Just don't say anything bad about Butter Chris, because they do good work.
Okay. Okay. I would like to recap what we're going to see appear when Mr. Donovan types really fast. In the introduction, just above summary of recommendations, first of all, that will become two paragraphs. A standalone paragraph will be regarding health care, ending with comma, including mental health. The next paragraph will be the group further determined, so forth. This is where we start talking about efficiencies, and then we pull the last sentence from the conclusion and move it to be the last sentence there. Okay. Under summary of recommendations, we substitute.
Chair, could you, I'm sorry, I'm trying to type this out right now. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh,
could
you're
you just pull
typing.
That, pull that. Up. Tell me where that last sentence comes from again.
At the end from of the conclusion. These potential efficiencies.
Yes.
That's being moved, Richard.
Yeah. Take that sentence to follow community colleges. And then, under summary of recommendations, we've substituted, instead of back office, we're using the word administrative.
Yep.
Our next changes are 7 meetings and then several organizations. Then we start something that's going to take a little more work of moving things around. It might be that as Mr. Donovan is doing this, there might be a number one and a number two, or an A and a B, because we're going to have two recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is creating a pilot program, and then there are 4 bullets under that.
Right.
The last bullet we're going to work on, because we've decided that first we say we're establishing a fund, a maximum of $300,000. Then we talk about grants will be awarded from the fund, and we talk about those.
Right.
And then the second recommendation is going to be about delivering health care services in schools. But that'll take a few minutes to see how it's coming out.
Is there some F stuff or something?
Mr. Donovan, did you get that sentence about that we would like you to use for the conclusion?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I do not think I did.
It is something to this effect. The work group urges the Legislative Assembly to make the work group's recommendations a high priority during the 2015 session.
I'm wondering on the grant thing if it's a bullet and then there's a sub-bullet under that about the structure of it. So this part's actually a subset of this one. See what I'm saying? Or
I think it could just be a long paragraph.
Just 2 separate bullets.
We'll see.
Okay.
It might be easier to envision after he's got it separated up there.
Okay.
Madam Chair, that should be the last sentence in the conclusion?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the rest of the conclusion is in the introduction now. So.
Yeah, it replaces everything that's currently in the conclusion.
Oh, and one of the super wizards has arrived.
This must make for fascinating TV.
I know, right?
Really? How does the fourth bullet point work now? Have you got that, Richard?
Madam Chair, I do not.
Mr. Donovan, what we're trying to do is first we want to say that we're establishing a collaborative service grant fund up to a maximum of $300,000.
Well, or then, in the amount of 300.
Yes. Just say 300,000. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
We don't want him to think 100 is good.
Right. So we establish a collaborative services grant fund of $300,000.
Okay. To be awarded by the legislature.
I think stop there. And then say something like individual grants should be awarded to, and then
to regional partnerships. And then
you stop right at legislature. Mm-hmm. That's a bullet.
Well, we don't even want to say by the legislature.
We don't need by the legislature, since that's who we're talking to.
A grant program will be created. Okay.
So a period after 300,000, Richard, and then the next sentence says the grant shall be awarded to regional partnerships. So you just get rid of should be awarded by the legislature. Replace that with the grants should be awarded to.
Yeah, the grants will not
shall
be awarded by the legislature.
Right, going to get rid of that.
Yes, absolutely.
So, can you read that, Richard?
Yes, Madam Chairman Smith. What I have is as follows. The bullet starts off: establish collaborative services grant funds or a grant fund.
A grant fund.
Establish a collaborative services grant fund of $300,000, period. The grants shall be awarded to regional partnerships, ..
And then it still follows the collaborative service grants shall be used for, et cetera.
Okay.
And while the committee staff are conferring, I'd like to take a moment to say I think this is really a good sign that what we're doing now is fine-tuning language and wordsmithing.
Yeah.
But we appear to have reached a point where we all feel comfortable with a report and a recommendation, and we're all on the same page.
Yep.
Some more comfortable than others, Madam Chair. But I might have to speak to that later.
That's fine. But we've reached a point where we can make a report.
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Okay. I've been over it, Trish.
I always do.
The technology has failed us. We're not able to watch live on the screen, but our committee administrator is working on the document along with us. All of our changes are being recorded. That's not a problem at all. So one choice is to print what we have now. Another choice would be to complete the work by distributing, since we have two members participating by phone anyway, to just distribute it by email and see if we all agree that this is what we said.
Will that require another meeting?
No.
I don't. The administrator says yes, it does.
So maybe we could do it with, I think we have a majority here, and if we bring Mr. Montgomery and Mr. Mabbitt along on the phone, maybe we can do it here now.
Okay.
And be done.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's keep reviewing this carefully so that we don't have to then reprint a couple of times.
Right.
Let's see if we've got everything we think we wanted to bring out before we print a hard copy.
The only thing remaining that I'm aware of is the bullet on health care.
Yes, either number two or letter B.
I mean, yes.
Under recommendations.
The second recommendation on health care.
Yes. Ms. Wimmer.
I would hope that we keep it a little bit more general so that we can incorporate all the good thoughts and ideas that we've heard about. That's why I proposed the language, the work group encourages passage of legislation to provide funding for school-based health care services with health care resources instead of education dollars. But don't get any more prescriptive than that, rather, like source of dollars and so
say
on.
Say it one more. I liked it. I just didn't get it
I did too.
The work group encourages passage of legislation to provide funding for school-based health care services with health care resources instead of education dollars.
He wants one more time.
He doesn't know what this. He doesn't know where we're wanting to put
this. This is our second legislative recommendation.
It's the second recommendation.
It will follow all the bullets, but be a number two or B.
No. Right above conclusion, Richard.
Mr. Donovan, we have two recommendations. All the stuff that you have under recommendations is either a number one or a letter A, and then there's going to be a second recommendation.
They wanted so that this would be number one, and she's saying number two, and the bullet points would follow. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Shall I read it again?
Yes.
Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead. Thank you.
The work group encourages passage of legislation to provide for school-based health care services with health care resources instead of education dollars.
That's just general enough. It allows us to go wherever the heck we end up going.
Back?
Which is, you know, but it speaks to our intention.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Manager.
And because we did punt it, we really shouldn't try to be any more specific than that. So,
Ms. Smith.
Yes, Richard, to read it back.
Madam Chair, Ms. Smith, I'll be happy to. Okay. So this is.
Could you move the microphone just a little bit closer?
Sorry
Thank
about
you.
That. So I have number two and then a bulleted item. The work group encourages passage of legislation to provide for school-based healthcare services with healthcare resources instead of education dollars.
With healthcare resources,
I said provide funding for.
Funding, provide funding for.
Encourages passage of legislation to provide funding
school-based.
For school-based healthcare services.
Using.
Instead of.
What is it?
With healthcare resources.
Mm-hmm. Or you could say using. I'm fine with using too. Either way.
Are there any other substantive comments, language changes you're seeking?
I'm wondering, rather than education dollars, if we should be more specific and say formula dollars? No?
I don't think so.
I'd be
otherwise you get shifts.
I'll just find a more clever way.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to do now, then, is let me say it before you actually take us offline. My proposal is to stand in recess for 3 or 4 minutes while I take a look at what's being recorded down here, and then we make hard copy printouts to distribute. Then we'll come back out of recess. It'll just be barely a few minutes, okay?
Perfect.
We're now in recess for just a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm calling us out of recess now. We're resuming our work session. We have received now the updated copy of our draft report. And at this time, I would like to invite anyone who's here with us to comment on our draft report, but we don't anticipate that this is an invitation for an hour-long briefing on something. These will be brief comments on. I'm just suggesting that if there are a half a dozen people who start to wander in and want to just talk generally about the topic, that's okay. Not what we're doing here.
Great. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Shut the door.
Sorry.
Let me just say one thing quickly, just for anybody who's listening, perhaps online. This current draft that was just distributed to the dais has been emailed out to the members of the committee who are participating by phone, and is also available right now in real time on the legislative OLIS system. So anybody who's listening can look under meeting items, and they can pull up and stay current with the committee right now.
Thank you, Mr. Donovan. That's excellent work. We really appreciate your facilitating this for public as well as committee member use. Who wants to go first? Mr. Bennett.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Chuck Bennett. I represent the Confederation of Oregon School Administrators. Madam Chair, this is a really interesting document, and I think it'll be it'll result, I think, in some successful legislation. But I wanted to add one suggestion in your first bullet point under item one. I wonder, and I'll just wonder this out loud. I think it would add to the effectiveness of this if we also included professional development. There is a whole range of professional development, whether statewide, local, district, and I wonder at times we've seen some interesting models of regionally developed professional development programs. They tend to meet a variety of needs at districts. These can be a reasonable cost item. They represented several days of school activities. So I just suggest you take a look at professional development as one of the many things you look at in this study of what can be done regionally. The other, and I hesitate on this because it's a whole bullet point, but it's your third bullet point under item one, which is the right of first refusal, not objecting to right of first refusal. In looking at this, I'm really not sure what exactly is going on here. And I apologize for not understanding it better, but we are, as school districts, really governed, and education service districts, our relationship with employees is really governed by collective bargaining agreements, and I'm just not sure how this all fits together. And if you can help me out with this, I don't want to open a bucket of worms. If your idea was that we'd like to look at regional collective bargaining groups, we'd really sit down with you and have a long conversation. But I can't believe that Ms. Smith or Ms. Wimmer had that in mind when they put this in. It looked exciting to us in that way. Otherwise, we just want to understand that better.
Ms. Wimmer, did you want to provide any comment?
Well, given that it was my language, I'd be happy to. The thought was that given what we know about some of the work around consolidations and mergers and so on, and the loss of some of our staff in those positions when there were openings for which they were qualified, we thought that the work of this group to create a pathway to efficiencies should, whenever possible, do what it could to preserve individual human jobs, and not see a balance sheet as being the reason that you would just eliminate a person's position, particularly in some of these small communities where that could have real economic impact in the community. And so we wanted to make sure that there was a structural mechanism to ensure that unless the person was not qualified or competent, that they would have the right of first refusal to that job when it was recreated at another site in the regional entity, so that they could just slide over. We have similar language already in the statutes around mergers and consolidations, right. And so this was just following in that spirit.
Certainly. Thank you, Madam Chair. The I think the chief concern is the way this is set out kind of separately. I can see how, as part of your studies, you would include looking at it that way. Again, this sits out kind of by itself, and I'm not sure you're getting at what you're after here. I'm not sure it shouldn't be up in including looking at how to preserve local jobs or right of first refusal or whatever. This looks like you want to take a look at it as a broad discussion, and that I thought was generally settled business in terms of consolidations and all of that. So it threw me a little bit, and I hope the intent of what you've got in mind is what is preserved in the legislation and is some sort of some sort of clause rather than some sort of separate activity. It just didn't fit for me. I didn't think it fit the way this is describing, which is a bunch of pilot programs. Rather, it seemed like a separate track. So,
Madam Chair, if it would help, we could explicitly state that in these pilots, this would be the operating practice, if that would make it clearer.
I'm wondering if one of the key points came out in your response a few minutes ago, Ms. Wimmer, that this was meant to convey the idea that this is something similar to other statutes already in place related to mergers and consolidations.
Similar but not identical.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that should be
the language
that this isn't paving entirely new ground. Right. I think that's part of the idea here, that it's this isn't groundbreaking. This is trying to be similar to something already.
But if it's somewhat duplicative, LC is going to tell us that and say it's already covered here, and they'll make reference. I mean, this is LC's going to do a whole lot of stuff with this. I think the whole point in this is making sure that these points are something that they address when they're drafting the legislation. So, and I would almost be willing to bet that the first time they draft this, they won't get it right.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you. I appreciate the opportunity to highlight this, and certainly I would expect that as they draft, they'll do that. I hope that part of the study looks at this, given the emphasis on the I think supposed savings that so much of it is going to involve impacts on personnel, because that's what a lot of the money goes for, that having language that somehow does not leave clear that that's really what's happening here. We're talking ultimately about people's jobs, that 80% of our costs tend to be there. So to the extent that this would modify that, I get a little concerned that you'll never find cost savings, or you'll find interminable problems as you're trying to assess cost savings. If this is the kind of language is here. So I will see what happens, but we'll watch it carefully. I'm sure you will too. Okay.
Madam Chair, out of an abundance of caution, I want to put on the record that my previous statement about Ledge Council was not a shot at Hannah in any way, shape, or form, because she does really good work, and we aren't quite sure what we want this to look like. So Hannah, I wasn't talking about you at all.
Representative Wisnett.
Not any sort of detail that we've had here, but I'm sorry. We should finish with the testimony because mine's about to draft.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Allen, do you have some comments for us?
Morgan Allen here on behalf of the Oregon School Boards Association. Thanks for all the good work. It seems like a long time ago when Chuck and Ozzie and I were sitting down trying to figure out how we would get this all started as volunteer staffers. which we probably never want to do again.
Ever.
We're Mr. Donovan, you're in much more capable hands than you were with us, we assure you. But in all seriousness, we appreciate the recommendations, that especially that they're collaborative and voluntary, and it's people getting together and working it out on their own. On the bullet point of collective bargaining, I think in the spirit of moving forward, you know, we're willing to let the language stand as is and just wait to see the drafts. I mean, that's obviously, we're management, so we're going to look at things a little bit differently. But I trust Ms. Wimmer and her comments, and we're willing to keep looking at that. The only suggestion we would have, and I think this is just in an abundance of caution to make very clear, because for the legislators on this work group, you're going to hear this from Chuck and Ms. Wimmer and Ms. Smith and Ozzie and all of us probably 1,000 times this session, but there tends to be a real movement towards cutting things off the top of the state school fund formula or rearranging the money rather than making new investments. And so just as an overabundance of caution on the last bullet point, I think it would be nice maybe to somehow specify that $300,000 is a new investment or new monies from the general fund, not a reappropriation or reallocation of money that currently goes to school districts or ESDs, but you're trying to create a new pot of money to create those incentives.
What we need is somebody on this group that might have some influence in the ways and means process, but I don't know where we find that person.
Nice.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I absolutely agree with Mr. Allen on that point, and I think we should include it in the draft.
Kind of hard not to agree. From my perspective, it's true.
For me, it's a little tricky, because then at what point, if you, is this departing from the current budget, the governor's recommended budget, the adopted budget, you know, at what point do you say, oh, but we already added a million. Does it come out of that million? No, now it has to be 1.3 million. Or, you know, at what point when you're recommending additions to the budget, that's maybe a point of fine-tuning that we can't cover in this report, but it does get to be tricky. Oh, well, did you mean 300,000 more than the extra 1.2 million or more than the extra 50 million or that sort of thing? It can get nitpicky, but quite demanding, trying to figure out which, you know, what point did you add it?
Madam Chair, if I can kind of explain why I feel strongly about this, I was going to say most of this for when we get to the end, but I've told a few members of the committee, and I'll say on the record, that I have some serious concerns about this whole effort. When we are $2 billion short of education services to students, and our students are not being successful as a result of the underfunding of our education system, to ask the legislature to spend any money teaching high-priced administrators how to do their jobs better when we're shortchanging students is a very difficult thing for us to do, for my organization to do. We think that the money should go in the state school fund and by teachers and instructional assistants and school bus drivers and the other educators that our students need. And we think if administrators need additional education, that we should look at the educational requirements of administrators and beef them up. But we shouldn't be appropriating money to teach them how to do their jobs. We need people doing the jobs of educating our kids, and that's what our money should be spent on. So I am lukewarm at best to the whole concept, even though I'm fine with districts getting together and finding better ways to do things. They're doing it now. We've heard a lot of testimony about successful programs and very little testimony about why the other districts haven't done it, if it would work everywhere, which I doubt. So I think it's really important for us to say in this report that we're asking for new money, not school money, to do this, if we think it's important enough to do. So for me, I'm trying really hard to get to a yes on this report. It would help me get to a yes to say that we think this should be new money.
Ms. Wimmer.
Madam Chair, what maybe a way to kind of slice this would be to say something more specifically about not dipping into the state school fund with another carve-out. It sometimes feels, as I think Mr. Morgan alluded to those who advocate for optimal school funding, that the state school fund is regarded as the piggy bank for anything anybody wants to fund, particularly if it's a small dollar amount. Because, heck, you know, it's a big bank. That's one way people look at it. And so we've seen the base funding that actually gets distributed to school districts dwindling on a per-student basis year over year over year, and yet the big number, which is the state school fund before all the carve-outs, looks a lot heartier. And we do that in a number of different ways that are now embedded in statute. And so this isn't a small matter. Every time, you know, death by a thousand cuts is the name of that song.
Representative Wisnett, were you wanting to make a comment at this point?
I want to get this.
You just want to define it as non-formula dollars.
Before we continue our discussion, let's make sure we've heard the comments from Mr. Allen, Mr. Bennett. Is that?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for coming up and letting us hear from you. Okay. Now, we do have a couple of things on the table. We heard several comments. One was regarding professional development, whether it should be included in the list of assistance in this pilot program. We heard comments about the right of first refusal point, and now we're hearing comments also about the source of funds for $300,000. So does any member...
I have a minor change I need to put in there before I have to leave. I've got a phone
call. Okay.
The first paragraph in the recommendations, we need to have a subject for those next four bullet points. So Cindy and I suggest the legislation should provide, direct, establish. You don't have a...
Mm-hmm. I see. So after support services, the legislation should.
Should.
Okay.
Yep.
Should.
Okay. So we're recommending it.
Good point, Jane.
Thank you. Important.
Thank you.
Compared
it's
to these.
One of them damn grammar things, huh?
Yeah, we can't
see Mr. Donovan working on that. Good.
Okay.
And any of those other three issue areas that were pointed out to us, is there a recommendation on any of those? Yes,
Madam Chair, we didn't hear any testimony about professional development, but I know Ms. Wimmer and I have worked off and on through the years about regionalizing professional development services, and I know there is a lot of stuff out there, so I'm perfectly happy to include professional development.
In the list, in that first bullet?
Yeah. Yes.
Agreed.
For example, maybe after human resources, comma, professional development, comma.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, okay. From that perspective,
Mr. Donovan,
okay.
Chair, could you
under the first bullet
first bullet in recommendation number one,
okay,
include business fiscal activities, human resources, professional development, legal services, and those of you on the phone, are you okay with that?
Montgomery, yes. Yes, I'm fine with that change.
Okay, it looks like we have majority, if not unanimous, consent to add that. Thank you. Next.
Item two.
Ms. Wimmer.
Well, with respect to the suggestions around changing the, I'm not sure what we would change it to, the right of first refusal, my suggestion would be that we leave the text as is, but with the proviso that once we have legislation, we certainly would welcome the input of all the parties to make sure that it passes the tummy test for all. I prefer consensus legislation whenever possible, but without that, I couldn't support the program.
And it seems like there has been quite a bit of conversation today in the committee record on what the intent is of this section. Okay.
Third point.
Third.
was the third? Oh.
Around the new dollars.
Around the new dollars.
Mm-hmm. I have a suggestion that after 300,000, that it says appropriated from the general fund, because that's not state school fund.
I think that's about as good as we could do.
And that's
we aren't talking formula, but we're excluding formula, and to define new dollars is virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with Senator Cruz on that comment.
I'm good with that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
Richard, did you catch that, or?
Madam Chair, Ms. Hunt, it would be establish a collaborative services grant fund of $300,000, comma, appropriated from the general fund, period.
Yep.
Okay.
Are there any other suggested changes?
Madam Chair, in the conclusion, I thought the second sentence in this conclusion was what the conclusion was. I thought we were taking out that first sentence.
Oh, yes. Thank you for identifying that. The first sentence under conclusion should be deleted. There will be one sentence only in the conclusion. Is that correct? We're left with one sentence only.
Good catch. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
We're in a pretty efficient meeting, Madam Chair. You with us, Richard?
Madam Chair, Senator Cruz, I think I am, and I can print out copies of this again before you, before the committee has a vote on the final, or you can just do the vote.
I think I'm comfortable with conceptual at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the changes were so minor that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Madam Chair, Richard has your draft with mm-hmm. notes and stuff mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think we're good.
I'm comfortable with that too.
And you hit the save button.
Yes, I did hit the save button.
You scared him for a minute.
Can we just do yes. a motion, and can you do it? Just that it would be on the record.
Yes, I'm going to keep on finding this.
Okay.
The first thing I'm...
Could you do this?
Yeah. Yeah, the first, Madam Chair, because we are in work group, I'm going to withdraw any prior motions I made. Okay. And having done that, I move that the committee report as amended be adopted and submitted to the Legislative Assembly.
Senator Cruz moves the final committee report as drafted and amended be adopted and submitted to the Legislative Assembly. Is there discussion? Yes.
Montgomery would like to second the motion.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, I really would appreciate, because I've spent some time on this now, that I'd be coordinated with on the draft bill for the school-based health mix. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Is there objection? I'm going to do a roll call vote because we also have people on the phone, just to make it clear. So, thank you. We'll start.
Oh no, she does.
Thank
it.
You. Can
yeah,
you do that
she
for
does
us?
It.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That's true. I forgot about that part.
Chair Babbitt.
Given that I think this is an outstanding report and hopefully will result in legislation that will bring many more dollars to Oregon students, I vote yes.
Vice Chair Stevenson.
Aye.
Senator Beyer.
Excused.
Senator Cruz.
Aye.
Representative Wisnett.
Aye.
Darren Drill.
Aye.
Cindy Hunt.
Aye.
Doug Montgomery.
Yes.
Tricia Smith.
Aye.
Lori Wilmer.
Aye.
Motion passes. Report is adopted. Thank you very much, everyone on the committee. And we don't need to identify another date to meet because we've finished our business.
You're going to give us a copy of your email address.
Is there anything else any member of the committee would like to discuss before we adjourn?
Representative Nathanson, I'd like to thank you for chairing today. You did a marvelous job.
Thank you, Mr. Mabbitt.
I point out, you know, when Jim was chairing, we just kept going on and on, and then Nancy's in charge, and bam, we get it done.
That's why I had to feel like I was sick today. I knew it wouldn't get done if I was there.
Take care, Jim.
I just got to thank Mr. Mabbitt for his leadership and Richard for all his work.
Yes.
Especially better than Morgan Allen. So.
Or Mr. Morgan.
Any other comments? Thank you, everyone, for your patience with me.
Richard will send copies to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'll send out the final copies shortly.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cool.
For each of you that's been on this committee, it's been a real pleasure, and you've each added something significant and important to our work and to the report. Thank you.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
As the carpenters said, we've only just begun.
We're still working on that.
Yeah. Yep.
We just begun.
We're still working on that.
Yeah. Yep.
Said we've only